As the door of the plane opens, the passengers are rising from their seats, and they begin their walk down the ramp where these soldiers of the cross are being welcomed by a massive choir of angels and archangels. Choir continues as all heaven resounds with its praise. From my vantage point, I can see that also standing at the plane to welcome these newly arrived citizens are the saints of God who have made the journey for this occasion. Many happy reunions are taking place. Let me try and describe a few of them to you. I can see a mother stretching out her arms to embrace a small child. To my left, a father and son rejoice together. Truly, all heaven is rejoicing. And amidst this holy setting, we see a small child, apparently taken from his parents at an early age, literally leaping into their arms. Shouting for joy, a brother and sister are praising God, for they are together once again after a long separation. What a glorious day of rejoicing this is. And now, let's see, it seems that the redeemed of all ages and nationalities are gathering together to join in a song of testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful sight. These redeemed ones are singing and rejoicing. The angels are looking on with folded wings, for we are told the angels never knew the joy that comes from being redeemed. All who have found loved ones are happy and rejoicing, but they seem to be moving away. They aren't content with this reunion, obviously. They are turning toward the city and the streets of gold. Onward. Yes, onward go these Christian soldiers with great determination in the direction of the throne of God. And as they look forward to seeing their father and elder brother, Jesus Christ, they just can't help singing. Let's join in. the redeemed have now completely moved out of Victory Field and are marching vigorously up the streets of gold toward the throne where God himself shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, what a fantastically glorious day this is for them. This blood-washed throng, each one clothed in robes of white, is now approaching the throne. At the sight of the Savior seated in all his glory at the Father's right hand, they are filled with boundless adoration. Immediately, they fall as one person at his pierced feet.
Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
It is quite difficult for me to describe what is taking place now, for it is so full of glory and majesty. God be praised. The redeemed have now taken off their crowns, and I believe are casting them, yes, they are casting them at Jesus' feet. They have come from the east and from the west and the north and the south for this glorious occasion. All have one common desire, to worship and honor him who is on the throne. This is the crowning day. The combined glory of all kings and nations are now given to Christ the Lord. Bringing forth the royal diadem and crowning him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Choir joins the redeemed as they praise him who brought them safely in their happy journey from earth to their present glory. This has been Paul Evangel with this heavenly report.
This is Forrest McCullough. The idea for this recording was born in my heart on an airliner the day following my father's funeral. As I compared his recent journey to heaven to the flight I was making, this allegory resulted. It is my sincere desire, along with members of the cast and choir, that by listening you have been inspired to prepare yourself for the journey that you'll someday make into eternity. To make our final flight with Christ, we too must have a ticket issued from Mount Calvary and stamped officially with the blood of Jesus Christ. And let the majestic words of the poet express our final heartfelt desire. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.